We begin with White House border czar Tom Homan, who was tasked by the president to help oversee ICE efforts following the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy earlier this year out in Minneapolis. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So Congress is gone until mid-April. Will the president compel them to come back and sort this out?
Well, look, I hope so. I mean, they got to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Again, we're talking about the Department of Homeland Security, and we're in an increased threat posture right now because what's going on in the world. We got to keep this country safe, which means we got to fund the members of the Coast Guard and CISA and Secret Service and all these other agencies from the Department of Homeland Security. I know the president found a way to pay TSA workers so we can get the American public through those lines, and he also came up with the idea of sending ICE agents to the airport, which has had an impact. Mm-hmm. So we just need to get the department funded. They want to talk about immigration policies, we can talk about that, but why do you got to hold the rest of DHS hostage to do that? Let's sit down and talk. I've been talking to him for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but just to be clear, the president is not forcing lawmakers to come back to Washington now. He's going to wait until mid-April to do this?
Look, and American people hold Congress responsible. They're on vacation right now while tens of thousands of DHS employees aren't being paid.